Hi there. Welcome to episode 16 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is me, Neha Shetty, and I'm so glad to have you all listening in. This week's agenda is to cover up all the masses that has happened from October 20th to October 26th. The previous week, as usual, witnessed very exciting and exhilarating matches. Hopefully, this episode should give you a good summary and the unlimited action that this format brings is really exciting. Pretty simple and the same that will be followed for all the weekly analysis and recap episodes. I'll be focusing on the matches that has happened, best batting performances, best bowling performances, underrated performers, a look through of the table and where teams stand, the purple and orange cap holders, this of course updated till the episode is released. Let's get underway with the matches that the week has witnessed. 20th October saw Delhi Capitals take on Kings XI Punjab, that Kings XI Punjab won and saw them continue their dominant run. Wednesday's encounter saw a low scoring affair with KKR batting first to make a meager 84 and RCB winning the match comfortably chasing. Thursday's match saw Rajasthan Royals take on SRH, that SRH won comfortably by 8 wickets but was a tricky chase. Friday saw IPL's El Clasico with CSK and Mumbai Indians playing against each other, with Mumbai registering a very easy win chasing 115. Saturday's matches saw KKR take on Delhi Capitals, that KKR won by a hefty margin of 59 runs riding on a good bowling performance. The next match of the day was Kings XI Punjab versus SRH, that saw Kings XI Punjab bowl out of their skin to defend 126 runs and further win by 12 runs. Sunday's exciting matches saw RCB take on CSK, that CSK won, chasing a meager 145 owing to a not so good batting display by RCB. CSK registered the win, although it didn't help their prospects in the tournament. The other match of the day was a night of quality cricket as Mumbai Indians batted first and made a very challenging 195 that Rajasthan Royals chased down with brilliance with 8 wickets to spare. Monday's match saw KKR take on Kings XI Punjab, that saw Kings XI Punjab notch up yet another win, adding to their back-to-back wins, still making it very much possible for a playoffs berth. The next section will focus on exceptional batting performances in the course of this week's coverage. Shikhar Dhawan's blistering unbeaten 106 versus Kings XI Punjab has to make it to the top of the batting performances that we got to see this week. In the same match, Pooran with a 53 of 28 was yet another noteworthy performance that ensured Kings XI Punjab won this match and certainly revived their prospects. Manish Pandey with a glorious 83 ensured that SRH registered a win versus Rajasthan Royals, ably supported by Vijay Shankar, who lent assistance with a 52. Sam Curran, the only saving grace for CSK with a 52, ensured that they got 114 on the board versus Mumbai Indians. But Ishan Kishan with a 68 of 37 and Tikok with a 46 in the same match helped Mumbai Indians win. Nitish Rana with his 81 of 53 versus KKR was a very good knock, and the way he celebrated it, dedicating it to his departed father-in-law, was a very personal touch he lent to the innings. Narayan in the same match got a 64, which was really good as it put KKR in a very dominant position, which helped them post 194, and later with a good bowling performance handed Delhi Capitals a 59 runs loss. Virat Kohli with his 50 of 43 helped RCB post 145 on the board versus CSK, but Rituraj Gaikwad with a magnificent 65 of 51 took the game away from RCB. Hardik Pandya 60 of 21 was a beautiful knock, and he became one of the only Indian cricketers to actually acknowledge the Black Lives Matter movement, which was really iconic. Surya Kumar Yadav's 40 of 26 helped Mumbai Indians post 195, but they didn't see what was coming as Ben Stokes in a masterclass 107 remained unbeaten, and Sanju Samson finally found his group that helped RR to a thumping win. Shubman Gill was in the four again with an anchoring 57, and Morgan with a 40 helped KKR post 149 on the board versus Kings XI Punjab. However, Mandeep Singh's 66 of 56 and Gale's 51 of 29 ensured Kings XI Punjab won their fifth consecutive match. Let's now divert our attention to the top bowling performances that we got to witness this week. Mohammad Shami with his spell of 2 for 28 and Rabada with his 2 for 27 in the Delhi Capitals versus Kings 11 Punjab match were standout performers who really took the wickets when it counted the most. Mohammad Siraj bowled a magical spell of 3 for 8 and 4 overs versus KKR, which by all standards has to be one of his best performances with the ball, and it was like a redemption of sorts for him, for all the critics and naysayers who had been mocking him. Chahal's 2 for 15 was another exceptional spell from the man who always gets the crucial breakthroughs for RCB. Jason Holder's 3 for 33 and Jofra Archer's 2 for 24 were another set of good spells in the Rajasthan Royals vs SRH match. Trent Bolt with his 4 for 18 and Rahul Chahal with his 2 for 22 in the CSK vs MI match were also top-notch spells. Anuj Nodra with his 2 for 27 and Rabada with yet another 2 wickets were good but couldn't be compared to the might of Varun Chakravarti, who tore the batting apart of DC with a screamer of a spell, 5 for 20 in yet another brilliant display. The same match, we also got to see Pat Cummins with 3 for 17 that ensured KKR won comfortably versus Delhi Capitals. Rashid Khan with his 2 for 14 and Jason Holder with yet another legendary spell of 2 for 27 backed up well by Sandeep Sharma with a 2 for 29 restricted Kings 11 Punjab to 126, but their batting let them down. Shreyas Gopal and Archer were clinical with 2 wickets apiece in the Mumbai Indians versus Rajasthan Royals match that also saw a costly but an effective 2 for 40 from James Pattinson. Mohammad Shami with 3 for 35 versus KKR was another good spell and was ably supported by Bishnoi's 2 for 20 and Jordan's 2 for 25. My next section is on underrated performers. Well, this one's very short as most of the major performances made to the headlines while these went slightly unnoticed. Ravindra Jadeja for his 35 versus Rajasthan Royals makes this list as CSK was having a total batting collapse and this knock really helped at least put a fighting 125 on board. Morgan for his 30 versus RCB in this low scoring affair helped KKR put at least 84 runs on the board and it was another skipper's knock that saved the blushes for KKR. Let's now focus on the table and the standings of the teams updated till 26th October. Mumbai Indians, Delhi Capitals and Royal Challengers Bangalore at 1, 2 and 3 lead the pack with 14 wins and the likewise outcomes of 7 wins and 4 losses from their 11 matches. Kings 11 Punjab with a dominating win versus KKR occupy the 4th slot with 12 points and KKR at 5 with 12 points and differ by Kings 11 Punjab by a few points on the basis of net run rate. RR sits at the 6th place with 10 points and SRH and CSK with 8 points occupy the 7th and the 8th position. The orange cap contention saw a little rejig as with KL Rahul leading the run scorers with 595 sits at 1. Dhawan now sits at 2 with 471 runs and the skipper of RCB Virat Kohli at 3 with 415 runs. Faf du Plessis sits at 4 with 401 runs. Mayank Agarwal sustained an injury that saw him miss matches and he couldn't retain his position, slipping to 5th at 398 runs. The purple cap contenders as Rabada lead the pack with 23 scalps followed by Indian dynamic duo of pacers Shami and Bumrah with 20 and 17 wickets respectively at 2 and 3. Sharing the 3rd place also has Archer with 17 wickets. Trent Bolt and Yuzi Chahal complete the list of top 5 with 16 wickets each. This week also has some exciting matches lined up and the table is wide open for any team to swoop in and still make it to the playoffs as the teams at the top don't have like a massive lead which still keeps the equation wide open for say teams like KKR and Rajasthan who are right now at 5 and 6 to spoil the party for the current top 4 which is Mumbai Indians, Delhi Capitals, RCB and Kings 11 Punjab. This week's matches are crucial, so please don't miss out. I mean, even if you do, you can live the match through my blog on WordPress. A little self-promotion doesn't kill, right? This draws curtain on the recap of week 5 of this exciting IPL. Writing everyday match reviews is not easy, y'all, so please do check out my WordPress blog for exclusive match stuff and support my small endeavor this IPL. I'd like to thank you all for ardently supporting the blog and the podcast. It gives me strength and zeal to keep working and delivering quality content to you all. A heartfelt thank you. Do check out @ never on the back foot on Instagram for latest facts, trivia, quizzes, terminology, and a lot more that is being curated this IPL season just for you. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast, and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Also, feel free to share your thoughts and suggestions for the already published episodes and recommendations for future topics. Do share this widely, and your support is really appreciated. Stay safe and take care, listeners. See you next time. Bye for now.